This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Here's some of what's making COVID headlines around the world. China seals off two cities south of Beijing, cutting transport links and banning millions of residents from leaving as authorities move to stem the country's largest outbreak in 6 months. Australia's third largest city heads into lockdown, and borders are set to tighten nationwide after a cleaner at a quarantine hotel contracts the highly contagious British strain. German company BioNTech says a preliminary study shows its vaccine works against strains uncovered in Britain and South Africa, and EU leaders will hold a video summit January 21st on the pandemic as the bloc faces criticism over slow rollout of vaccines. Britain Friday approved a third COVID vaccine for its mass inoculation drive as regulators gave the green light to a jab developed by U.S. firm Moderna. Some 1.5 million people have been given doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine since early December. Israel has entered a tightened lockdown as coronavirus cases surge despite an early and rapid vaccination campaign. Here's AP's Charles de la Desma.
Most schools and businesses in Israel are now closed, with people required to remain within 1,000 yards from home. Public transport, too, is highly limited. The restrictions are to last for at least 2 weeks. Thousands of police will be deployed to enforce them, with roadblocks set up on major thoroughfares. On a positive front, Israel has already vaccinated nearly 20% of its population of 9 million and is on track to be one of the first countries to emerge from the coronavirus crisis. I'm Charles de la Desma.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. For the first time since the Civil War era, an incumbent president says he'll skip his successor's inauguration. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a video yesterday, President Trump acknowledged Joe Biden will be inaugurated January 20th.
My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
But the president says he will not attend the actual handover, tweeting he's going to skip Biden's inauguration. Traditionally, the incoming and outgoing presidents ride to the Capitol together for the ceremony. The last one to blow it off was Andrew Johnson in 1869. Vice President Pence is expected to attend. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Friday she spoke with the nation's top military leader about ensuring that, quote, unstable President Donald Trump does not launch a nuclear attack in his final days in office. The top Democrat in Congress said she talked with the Joint Chiefs chairman, quote, to discuss available precautions for preventing an unstable president from initiating military hostilities or accessing the launch codes and ordering a nuclear strike, end quote. Flags over the U.S. Capitol were lowered to half staff Friday after the death of a police officer took to five the number of people who died after President Donald Trump's supporters stormed the legislature. U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick was reportedly struck in the head with a fire extinguisher Wednesday while struggling with the rioters who swarmed through the halls of Congress. The 42-year-old collapsed after returning to his division office and was taken to the hospital, according to the Capitol Police. U.S. law enforcement authorities have opened a criminal investigation into Wednesday's attack, and Washington, D.C.'s mayor extended the state of public emergency to end the day after President-elect Joe Biden's January 20th inauguration. 13 civilians, 8 of them children, died Friday when a woman suicide bomber blew herself up in an attack by Boko Haram jihadists, a traditional chief and a police officer told AFP. It happened in a village in northern Cameroon. The country's far north region is grappling with deadly incursions from neighboring Nigeria, where insurgents launched by Boko Haram in 2009 have killed tens of thousands of people. The Ethiopian army says it has killed 4 senior members of the Tigray region's ruling party targeted in a military offensive, state-affiliated media reported late Thursday. Those killed include the former head of the Tigray People's Liberation Front, Finance Bureau, and a pro-TPLF commentator, according to Fana Broadcasting Corporate. The former director of the Ethiopian Broadcasting Authority and a journalist close to the party were also killed. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA.